Keaton Gloegele with Lugnuts starting pitcher Marcus Walden. Marcus, let's actually first start with what you throw.
In my repertoire, I throw a sinker, a cutter, and a changeup and a little slurve.
What do you feel is your out pitch?
I don't really have like a swing and miss pitch. A lot of it's throwing to contact and trying to get ground balls.
This is your second consecutive year in Lansing. What's some of the differences between this year and last year?
Personally for me, it's my command's a little bit better this year with all four pitches. As a team, both teams had really good morale inside the locker room. Last year we relied on a lot of offense, and this year it's all of our pitching for the most part. Our offense is coming in when we need them, and they're doing their job the best they can, and they keep giving us runs when we do struggle on the mound. But most of the time it's our starting pitchers are doing a fantastic job for us.
That's been a lot of fun for people who like to watch pitching. Who do you get excited to watch pitch out of this starting rotation or the bullpen?
I really like watching Aaron Sanchez. A right-hander throws really hard, good command. I really like watching Jesse Hernandez, polar opposites from Aaron Sanchez. He's a lot like me. He throws a lot of sinkers, gets a lot of contact, keeps the ball in the infield.
Hey, you've worked with Vince Horsman the last 2 years now. Tell me a little bit about him, working with him as a coach.
Well, it's funny. I've actually been with Vince for 5 out of my 6 years in the organization. I love working with Vince. He's mechanically, he does everything for me mechanically. He knows what my rights are and what I don't do well. We've been working a lot this year on just trying to stay back and get over the ball again. That was something I was struggling with over spring training, and it's been working out pretty good for me.
You spent some time in Dunedin too. What are some of the biggest differences between Lansing and Dunedin?
The weather. It's a little hot. It's a little hot over there. I didn't really pitch a whole lot in Dunedin. I had 4 starts in 2009 there before I blew my elbow out. But, a lot of it, there's not much difference from the pitching standpoint. You command your fastball, you're going to get out to any level you go to. The fans are a big thing. The fans here in Lansing are awesome. Fans in Dunedin, there's not very many of them. So, it's if you're a guy that needs the fans or the crowd to build your confidence up or whatever you need, then, High A is going to be a rough place to play.
You mentioned the arm injury a little bit. What was that rehab like for you?
It was really long. I spent 9 months rehabbing it after I tore my UCL without getting surgery, trying to come back without having to have surgery. And it ended up that next spring training, I came back, still wasn't feeling good, had Tommy John. It's a long road, but, at the end of the day, it all pays out.
But why would you try to go without surgery and just try to repair it with the rehab?
You never really want to have surgery. Once you get cut on, it's automatic 6 weeks. If you get Tommy John, it's pretty much automatic 12 months. So we were trying to get it done. I was young at the time. I was only 20 years old. And, they thought my body could come back from having a light tear in my UCL. And it never worked out that way. My elbow, it was in a spot that I just couldn't throw anymore with it.
How does your arm feel now?
Feels awesome. Last year I was still having a little bit of tightness going through months 13 through 18. And now that I'm 24 to 27 months out of surgery, I don't have any problems in my elbow.
Well, tell me a little bit about your pregame routine. What time do you get here and what do you go through in order to prepare for the game?
I'm one of the weird guys that show up early. I show up 1:30 almost every day. It doesn't really matter if I'm starting or not. A lot of it's just, trying to relax, trying to, calm the heart rate down a little bit. But, I just, get some food in me around 4, get stretched out around 6, and try to head out to the field around 6:30 to get ready to go.
Are you superstitious at all?
Very superstitious.
Would you care to share any of your superstitions with us?
I wear the same clothes to the field on my start days. I eat at the same times on my start days. Shave every 5th day. Shower at the certain times. Pretty much everything in my start day is superstition.
You've been working with a mustache throughout the season. When did you start that thing?
About 2 weeks before spring training. Me and one of my good friends back home had a bet saying I won't keep it all year. I'm winning it.
Now, did he have a mustache also?
He does now, but he's playing in Canada where they don't speak English, so it's a little bit easier on him.
So that means he's not getting ribbed while he's rocking it.
Correct, and I'm wearing it out a little bit.
Well, it looks good. Any tips to people out there who want to grow a mustache and how to make it look that full?
If it's blonde like mine, you should dye it.
Marcus, thanks so much for joining me. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
That was Marcus Walden, starting pitcher for the Lansing Lugnuts. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.